Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert. Welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Stephanie Angelo, who keynotes and facilitates workshops on culture, strategic thinking, and accountability. She coaches companies to develop strong cultures with customized programs to create traction, not transaction. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mitchell. I appreciate the invitation.
You are absolutely welcome. And we've spoken before. And boy, did we have a fun time in the green room for so many different reasons. I actually love what you're doing. And I'd love the audience to get to see you a little bit differently or see you a little bit better through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Companies needing to continuously improve their company culture.
Like, if there's no better time, like even prior to COVID, this was true, just people didn't recognize it. All of a sudden, the entire world is being put under house arrest, and we all get to rethink who we are and what we do and whether or not we even like what we do. And if we don't like what we do in the company where we work for, what does that mean? Like, this is so important. Stephanie, tell me more.
Well, it's always been important. And one thing that I did is I invented this board game to be an exclusive element in my company culture. It's not a game unless it is workshop. Now, with COVID, I have this in digital version as well. So I've had people all over the world playing this game and learning together. And then the outcome of that is to create specific initiatives that are organized and customized for the organization.
Got it. Like it. Could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
So I've been in human resources for over 30 years. I worked in hospitality, I worked in healthcare, and I've worked in environments where the company culture was really, really toxic. Or also, I've had the opportunity, thankfully, to be in cultures that were really healthy and wonderful organizations to work in. And I've seen both sides of it. I've been the recipient of both sides of it. So I know how to help those employees. And I also spent 16 years speaking, training, and consulting on domestic violence to organizations. So I've had many, many years of working with some of the tougher issues that happen within organizations.
By the way, I so appreciate the work that you did there and are doing now. How do you go about sharing your credibility?
You know, I talk to a lot of companies. I interview CEOs and I interview hourly employees. I have opportunities to talk to everybody. And the comments and the feedback that I get, I put into blogs, I put into articles, I take some of those quotes and incorporate them in my trainings so that when I'm with companies, they hear and see what's being experienced by other organizations. They don't feel alone that way.
Yeah. And then I think in the green room, one of the things that you mentioned is your preference, you know, when you're starting, you do a lot of chat online with people, but your preference is to actually talk to people.
I do. I mean, I'm on every type of social media there is, but I do like it when people schedule time and just have a conversation with me. I feel that they get to know who I am, my heart, my own credibility, my own experience, and how I share that and bring that to them so that they can have the healthiest organizational culture that they can have, which is a way to not only retain their employees, but to recruit as well. So conversations are important.
I absolutely agree. And so listen, if you're listening or watching us and you're responsible for a company culture that needs to be continuously improved, which by the way, if you work for a company, you're responsible. You're going to want to reach out to Stephanie Angelo. Stephanie, what's the best way for people to go about doing that?
I think the best way is go on my website. It's www.stephanieangelo.com. My phone number is there. My Calendly link is there. My email address is there. So just go to my website and I'd love to see you. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, hey, thank you so much for sharing your credibility. It even says talking credibility above your head, but you were spewing in a positive way credibility. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Thank you, Mitchell.
And guys, you know what's important now. Stephanie's message is important to share. So click on the like button. Share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.